A reading from the book of Acts, chapter 2, beginning at verse 42. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
There was a fervor, a dedication among the early church that we often seem to be lacking. They dedicated themselves fully to following Christ, even selling their own possessions and giving to those who were in need. We admire such dedicated people who bring the love of Jesus alive through their actions. But we also read that they assembled every day in the temple, that they spent a lot of time praising God. That doesn't sound like just action, like making God's love only known through their deeds. At the heart of the early church was worship of God, coming to God in praise and wonder, but also with their concerns, their brokenness, and their need for healing. It is, however, adoration, praise, thankfulness that is at the heart of worship. And worship is at the heart of all the action, all the love, and all the care. May we also learn that worship is important in itself, not just as a time that refreshes us and makes us ready to serve God in the world. Of course, worship as a time of regeneration is important. Worship as an occasion of renewal is crucial. But worship is not just something that provides sufficient balance to complete our real task. No, worship is in itself an essential aspect of our human task. The Westminster Catechism has put it well when it asked, "What is the chief end of man?" And it provided the answer, "Man's chief end is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever." It is in worship that we glorify God and enjoy God's particular presence. Yes, we also glorify God through our faithful actions and enjoy something of God as we work faithfully in the world. But in worship, that glorification of God and enjoyment of God is more focused. And as other concerns fall away, we can concentrate more clearly on bringing our praise to God, on being in the presence of God. As we look at our lives and see how God has been with us through good and difficult times, we are moved to the praise of God, such as the psalmist was moved to praise God. At times we felt forsaken by everyone, but we have nevertheless learned that we are never God forsaken. That gives us hope also for the future. It may move us to tell of God's wonders and goodness to others. But at the heart of this witnessing is worship, as we bring our thankfulness and praise to our God. If we want to tell of God's power to the next generation, we need to bring that praise before God, need to lay our experiences before God. That not only equips us to tell of God's goodness, it also lets us experience that goodness more closely. It allows us to see our life with heavenly eyes and focus ourselves, our very souls, towards God. And so we join the song of the church throughout the ages in worship and praise. We praise you, O God, we acclaim you as the Lord. All creation worships you, the Father everlasting, To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim, sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit our advocate and guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you became incarnate to set us free, you humbly accepted the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. Amen.